Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, we'll be talking with Sandy Athey, a psychic and author, about how we can all use our own intuitive gifts. Sandy will also be giving away a free 20-minute session later in the show, so be sure and stay tuned for that. Well, I'm kind of getting my head back together after being gone for 5 days. I left last Thursday and went to Oklahoma for a family reunion. And my dad is the one who is from Oklahoma, and I had never been there before. And so it was really fun and exciting in a lot of ways because I had all these relatives I had never met. I have 25 cousins. Well, there's 25 of us, including me and my sister. And of those other 23 cousins, I think I had met three of them prior to that. So it was really fun to get connected with family and, you know, kind of see what our similarities are. And the other part that was so great was that my aunt, who I was born on her 30th birthday, so I feel like we have a special connection, and she is one of the relatives that I have known for quite a while. She took me all over where they grew up. And it was, you know, just being in the place, it's kind of like going to where your ancestors are from. There's just this feeling that is different or a connection in a different way. And so I really, really appreciated that. And one of the other things that I got that I don't know if I expected this necessarily is I got a different perspective on my dad. My dad passed away almost 19 years ago, so he's been gone for quite a long time. He was number three of nine kids, and they're spread out over 20 years in age. And so the youngest three of those kids are still living. And my aunts and uncle, you know, their take on him isn't what I saw of him when I was growing up. And so that it was interesting and a good reminder that there are lots of different perspectives, that my perspective is not the absolute truth. And the trip was also another opportunity for me to learn the lesson that's really been in my face this past year, which is to let go of expectation, to let go of forcing or resisting. I had certain things that I expected to get from this trip, and I kind of worked myself into a pretty good frenzy about checking those things off of my list once I got there. And it's, once I clued into what was happening, it really reminded me of what happened, what happened for me when I was in Edinburgh. But the problem was I wasn't in control of those items. And so I couldn't make them happen on cue. I couldn't make them happen at all. During this week's light bulb moment at the end of the show, I'll share with you some of my learning about that situation, and I'll give you some ways to recognize when you've backed yourself into a corner with expectations and what to do about it. A few announcements before I announce you to Sandy. announce you, introduce you to Sandy. I want to remind you that this coming weekend, April 20th and 21st, I'm going to be at the Portland, Oregon Body, Mind, Spirit Expo with my friend and colleague, Marcia Bench, who is a numerologist. And Marcia and I will both be doing readings at the booth. She'll be doing numerology readings. I'll be doing tarot readings. And we're either going to be giving a talk during the weekend as well. So if you're in the Portland area or even the Seattle area, I'd love for you to come down and stop by. There's lots of good things to learn at those expos. And related to that, I've created a couple of giveaways that I'm going to be sharing at the expo, but you also will have access to on my website. And those are going to be available on my website beginning on Friday. One of them is a special report on how to calculate your soul and personality numbers using the tarot, as well as your growth year number. And those are all things that can really help you kind of understand your purpose in life and what's going on for you this year in life. And the other one is a weekly mailing about the radio show. And in that mailing, you'll get who the upcoming guests are, the link to the audio archives for the previous week's guest, and you'll also get transcripts of the previous week's show. And that's the only way you can get transcripts, written transcripts. And I know sometimes we don't have time to just sit and listen for an hour, and having the transcript, we can find the pieces that really connect for us. So check that out. And last but not least, I'm going to be doing the show on Monday, April 29th, which airs on KKNW in addition to WBLQ and Transformation Talk Radio, is going to be an all tarot show. People have been interested in calling in and getting readings on air. And so that show, I'm going to be giving you some information about the tarot, things like figuring out your soul number and your personality number, as well as doing live readings on the show throughout the hour. So be sure to mark your calendar to tune in on Monday, April 29th, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific. And you can find that on transformationtalkradio.com if you're not in the Seattle area. So that's lots and lots of stuff that I usually don't take up quite this much time at the beginning of the show, but there were lots of things on the list this week, and Sandy's been patiently waiting for me to introduce her. So let me do that. Is death really the end or just the beginning? You can find out from Sandy Athey, who's been to the other side and back. One night while doing paperwork in her insurance office, Sandy was brutally attacked and strangled to death by a serial rapist. She knew she was dead when the pain stopped. While on the other side, Sandy was given a special and powerful gift. She was also given information from the other side that assisted in the capture and conviction of dangerous criminal the FBI and police had been tracking for over 2 years. For more than 15 years, Sandy has been sharing this wisdom from the other side by using her gift of communicating between the physical and spiritual worlds. She's guided people, places, animals, and souls to a place of what best serves. Although tragedy is a part of her story, everyone listening to Sandy is touched by an abundance of hope, inspiration, and healing. Let's welcome Sandy Athey to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Laura. Thanks so much for having me.
You bet. Now, I should have asked you this before, but did I pronounce your last name correctly?
You sure did. It's Athey.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Athey. Oh, good. I got it right.
You sure did. Of course you did. You're a professional.
I hate to mispronounce people's names because my last name, Longley, is less common than Langley. So frequently people call me Laura Langley, and I know that it doesn't feel good to not be called by the right name.
Oh, thank you. You did it perfectly, of course.
Well, good. I'm glad that I did. And I would have corrected it if I didn't. So it's all good either way, right?
It's all good. That's right. Exactly. It's all good. I got to tell you, your show is lovely. You are just really a lovely, lovely soul. And what you're putting out for people is so pure and so gentle and so loving. And I really appreciate you inviting me to be a part of that. Thank you.
Well, thank you for that lovely compliment, because that's certainly what I hope to be putting out there. So I'm glad that that's how it's being perceived, too.
Well, it's what you are putting out there. How about that? Well, at least in my truth, in my perception of it, right? I have a really good barometer for that. I've done many, many, many radio shows. So, yeah.
Well, and that's one thing I did not say in your introduction, too, is that you have been both a guest and a radio show host for many, many years.
So you're
a pro at this, which I love having somebody on who really is a pro. It makes my job a whole lot easier.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, the radio is a wonderful, wonderful tool, isn't it? I enjoy it so much. Television is fine, and I'm a girl, so I love to do the hair and makeup and figure out what I'm going to wear. That's all fun. But, you know, I enjoy that too. But the radio is such an instant connection with people. It's that warm media. We can take callers and talk to them, and I really enjoy that.
Well, and I think, too, that, you know, our voices say so much, just how we sound, that, you know, really it's almost like reading a book in that, you know, people can put what images they want to with it.
Sure.
And they just get, when they just get the audio. And I think that even though it's like, on the surface, it seems like it's not as rich because it is only audio. I think that it has a richness in a different way because it engages our imagination more.
Oh, sure. And everything has its positive effect on us. Some people are more visual. Some people are more audible.
Right.
And I prefer to do sessions on the phone. When I do sessions in person, it gets way too complicated for me. And I've learned over the years that if you want to have a session with me, you just call and book it on the phone. Because once the visuals get in there, it starts to get confusing
for
me.
Yeah,
because people are looking in there. Yeah, they're saying, oh, look at what she's wearing. And it's like, okay, stop all that. We don't need that here. But something for everyone, you know.
Exactly.
And whatever works for you is what's important.
And on that note, we're going to take a quick break and we'll talk more about what works for you is great, for each of us is great, when we come back. I'm Laura Longley and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll actually get some time to talk to Sandy. Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Sandy Athey. And before we continue, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to contact Sandy. And also, I didn't mention this in the intro, but Sandy also has written a book. And I want people to know where they can get your book as well. So, Sandy, can you give that contact info for the listeners?
Of course I can. Thank you. Thank you so much. You can reach me online at my website, which is sandyathey.net. And Sandy spelled S-A-N-D-I, and it's A-T-H-E-Y. And I'm also on Facebook. I love to play on Facebook. So
Well, why'd you get connected there?
I just really do. It's so much fun. And so it's just Sandy Athey on Facebook. It's so easy. I'm also on Twitter. And you really can reach me the old-fashioned way, and you can call my office.
Really?
And,
you have a phone?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You can actually call my office. And that number is 410-747-6510. And The Daily Dance is my book, and you can get an autographed copy of that from my website. Just go ahead and click on the cover of the book, or you can go to Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com.
And why don't you, I mean, that's a kind of a good jumping off point. Can you just give a little synopsis about what the book is about and why it might be helpful for someone?
Sure. The book is about, it's called The Daily Dance, Your Guide to Life Happily Ever After. And I am really the happily ever after girl, Laura. You read about my story. So everyone listening, you heard all of the rigmarole and the drama that I've been through in my life. And as I was healing, which I'm still, you know, we're all in transition here.
Right.
And but I'm at a very, very wonderful place. And along the way, I wrote different radio shows. I did a seven-year radio show, the Psychic Healing Radio Show, here on WCBM in Baltimore. And I would write the shows. And this is a compilation of those shows. And it's a really sweet book. I want to say it's a short book, a small book, but it's really not. It's packed with a lot of wallop. And there are little lessons and little sayings and journaling pages for you. All right, pick a page. Pick a page, Miss Laura. We're going to see what's on your mind today. Give me a number between 1 and 133.
129.
Okay, let's see what's on page 129. See, this is fun. This is... Right. Oh, this is amazing. This is the address that was made by an unknown speaker addressing the National Congress of the American Indians in the mid-1960s. And we were just talking about Earth Mother, and here's just a quick excerpt from it. In the early days, we were close to nature. We judged time, weather conditions, and many things by the elements, the good earth, the blue sky, the flying of geese, and the changing winds. We looked to these for guidance and answers. Our prayers and thanksgiving were said to the four winds, to the east, from whence the new day was born, to the south, which sent the warm breeze, which gave a feeling of comfort, to the west, which ended the day and brought rest, and to the north, the mother of winter, whose sharp air awakened a time of preparation for the long days ahead. We lived by God's hand through nature and evaluated the changing winds to tell us of or warn us of what was ahead. Today, we are again evaluating the changing winds. May we be strong in spirit and equal to our fathers of another day in reading the signs accurately and interpreting them wisely.
Wow.
May Wakantong, the Great Spirit, look upon us, guide us, inspire us, and give us courage and wisdom. And above all, may he look down upon us and be pleased. That's what you picked for the day. And you
wow.
were just talking about your ancestors and going to Oklahoma. And this is the way the book is designed. You can go to any page and have a quick excerpt. It could be about animals, could be about what we're talking about here, the ancestors, about nature, could be love and gratitude. So thank you for that.
Well, and I tell you too that, I mean, that it resonated for me in many ways. One is that my I have Native American ancestry on both sides of my dad's family. And so that was right there. And to me, the piece about, you know, the I can't remember now exactly what it said, but basically about the winds of change and time, you know, transition. I mean, I really believe, as do many of us, that we are in this new era and there is this change afoot.
Oh, yeah.
And then on a personal level, on a very personal level, I'm going through huge transition, huge transformation myself. And so that was meaningful to me on so many levels. Thank you.
Oh, well, of course it was. You picked the page. That's how it rolls.
yeah, exactly. There are no coincidences, right?
Exactly.
But there are only meaningful coincidences. Let's put it that way.
Well, I've gotten such wonderful feedback from the Daily Dance. And I take these big concepts and I just bring them down into a paragraph. You know, it's not a long read, like, oh my gosh. It's just like that. It's just very quick. You can ask for the meditation for the day or the lesson for your life, and boom, you know, it'll be there. So thank you very much for including the book.
Well, and I think that that's such a wonderful tool to have. And, you know, one of the things I really like to offer on this show is tools for people that they can use in their daily life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've had other books over, you know, the years that have played that role for me. And it really is true. You do open to what it is that you need to read.
What was the one that created the most interest for you or that helped you transform your life? What was the book you have to carry around with you and you love forever?
Well, you know, frankly, I don't have one of those because I feel like I don't want to say grow out of it because then it makes it sound like it wasn't that great. But, you know, I move on to something. I get what I needed to get from it.
Sure.
But one that I did really, really consistently is Robert Holden's book, and of course now I can't think of the name of it, but it's a bunch of short, like page and a half long essays, and they do all have a lesson in them. And I did the book the first time by going through, and I think there are about 50 of them, by going through one by one on a daily basis, and then I'd use it with my meditation that day. And then I started using it where I would open to, you know, what am I supposed to be reminded of today, or what am I supposed
Right. Thank you. Yeah, so the Daily Dance is set up that way as well. One of the books that I love so much that has the bookmarks crammed in it and all the pages ripped, you know, and it's held together by duct tape, you know, is Earth Medicine by Jamie Sams. Oh, I just love that book. That's a very nice book. And it has it's the same thing where you can open any day and get the lesson or the teaching. And it's very Native American. It's lovely. You would probably enjoy that.
Yes. Who's the author?
Jamie Sams.
Okay.
Yeah.
I bet
She's
I would.
She's great.
Yeah. You know, it is interesting. I mean, the way that I usually end up picking these things is, well, a couple of ways, you know, so you're in a bookstore and something just you know, jumps out at you.
Sure.
Or the synchronicity thing where it keeps showing up a lot of times.
And it's like, okay. And I love movies, too. Movies are like that with me. Oh, I love the movies. And I watch them, and they just have so many different meanings to them. Oh, yeah, books and movies.
Yeah.
I watched the movie the other night with Kris Kristofferson, and it was about a horse. And the horse helped save the farm, and I was crying, you know, I was like, oh, my gosh. You know, because I just love the animals. Oh, I just love the animals and how everything is so connected, you know. It's really fun to see it reflected back to us in books and movies and TV shows, and I really enjoy that.
Well, and I think that a lot of the times it's reflected back, and it can be a reminder when we, you know, aren't really focused in that way sometimes, because it's not always about new learning. I mean, I find that my own life lessons, I mean, the one I was talking about earlier in the show, has come up for me many times this year. And I think that we need to have it come up for us multiple times to really get we need to get.
Exactly. And it goes to how you opened the show. We're going full circle here about using your own intuition and using that spidey sense, and you keep seeing something over and over, or something is presented to you, and knowing that it's something you need to gravitate to. Knowing that you, I was talking about your wonderful show on the 29th, and I said, oh, I've got to call in and get a reading from the tarot. I was like, oh, how fun. And I felt very drawn to that. So it is using that intuition and using that psychic ability, which we all have, because it will get you everywhere. It will take you to amazing places filled with magic.
And, you know, I want to talk more about that after we come back from our next break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about tapping into your own intuition. And Sandy will be giving away a free 20-minute session with her. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 100 callers. The number is toll-free 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is psychic and author Sandy Athey. And Sandy is going to give a free session away, a free 20-minute session. You heard her say that she likes doing them by phone, that actually seems to work better for her. So you can be anywhere and receive this session. So this is going to be given away to the first caller at 800-930-2819. And again, the number to call is 800-930-2819 for a free session with Sandy. And Sandy, maybe you can just say a few words about what those sessions look like so that people can understand what it was is that they'd be getting and why they might want it.
Oh, thank you, Laura. Session with me can encompass many different things. It often when people book sessions with me, they have an agenda. They have a question, something on their mind, some reason why they're feeling that they need information, whether that be about their health, about relationships, about their finances, about their career. So I offer insights into all of those different areas. And sometimes people just want to know what I get. You know, that one's always fun, too. It's like,
yeah,
well, what do you get? Yeah, yeah. And you have been the recipient of that today.
Yes, I have.
I have been telling you a little bit about what I get. And I love working on the phone, as I said. So if you have a phone, it's just that easy. And I'm happy to offer a free 20-minute session for your audience. You I'm sure you have an absolutely lovely audience because I can feel them out there. And if there's someone listening that feels that they resonate with me and what I might offer to them, then by all means, go ahead and pick up the phone and call, and Laura will give you that number again. And
I will.
Yeah, because I am a true believer in the intuition and in the vibration. And that's why I do a lot of radio, Laura, because it's a way for people to hear me. There is a way for them to connect with me that's very safe. And they're hearing my voice. And people will tell me all the time, I don't know why I'm calling you. I just know I'm supposed to.
So
and,
on
it
that,
will, no, and it will show up.
Let me give the number again. It's 800-930-2819. So if you want a free session with Sandy, 800-930-2819. And give Chrissy your name, email address, and phone number. So I hope that somebody calls and gets that, because if they don't, I'm going to take it.
Oh, well, then you'll have to get off. You'll have to get off the air and call the number. Well, you never know. It could be Chrissy, too. She might
That's
put
right.
her name down there. Yeah.
That's right.
Whatever it's supposed to be, it will be, of course.
Of course.
And it's nice that you offer the giveaways. Giveaways are fun. Okay,
and Chrissy wants it. So if we don't get a caller, we'll give it to her.
Well, however I can be of service, I'm so happy to do that. And I have a feeling that you might be blocking that phone there, Miss Laura. Saying, wait a minute, I want 20 minutes here. The same way that I want to call and get a reading from you with the tarot, right?
Right, exactly.
Well, it is nice when the energies meld as well as they have with us today. I'm always so appreciative of that. And I do understand through so many years of working with this side and the other side and the vibration
right.
of things that when it comes together and it clicks in such a loving manner that you do get energized, you do feel great by it, and you want to have more of it, and the more you have of it, the more it comes to you. And it will come in the form of people you meet or opportunities that present themselves to you, or your health gets better, and all of those things start happening when you follow your intuition.
Well, and, you know, part of that, too, that I think that it triggered what you were saying is this, you know, I mean, where our intuition comes from is part of this oneness that we all are, right? And so when we really connect, then that's why we feel so energized and it feels so good, is because I think we're accessing that field, I guess, of where we're all, you know, we're all one.
We are.
So I want,
and the animals and the plants and the earth, and we're all connected.
Well, you know, I mean, it comes to this thing, and I don't know if this is something that you specifically subscribe to, but the idea that that everything is just energy, right? And so humans are energy, animals are energy, plants are, everything is energy.
Of course.
And we're, you know, and there it's, I forget what physics law it is, but, you know, it's like there's always the same amount of energy. It isn't created or destroyed. It just takes a different form. And, you know, that's kind of how the universe works.
Yeah.
For just a minute, because we're running out of time. Our next break is just in 5 minutes. But so I do want to touch on about accessing our own intuition. And do you have specific exercises or ways that you recommend or tell people that can help them get better access to it? Because we all have it. We all have it.
We do all have it. And it's called many different things. It could be called a hunch. It could be called women's intuition. You know, talking about the movies, the Spider-Man calls it his spidey sense.
Right.
You're right. We all have it. We all have it. And to encourage it, you know, people often think that they have to, you know, stand on their head and turn 20 times or something. But it's really as simple as, And of course, all of this is in the daily dance too. It's as easy as connecting. So connect to the universe in whatever way feels right to you, whether that be praying to God or back to the movies, the Star Wars with the Force. I choose to connect to the universe through the Native American teachings, and it's a very simple connecting to the Creator and connecting to Earth Mother. And create that connection. And also, so much of it has to do with how we think about things. You have to train your mind as well. And, you know, people say, oh, say positive thoughts to yourself. It's like, okay, well, what does that mean exactly?
Right.
You know, positive thoughts. I've been studying quantum physics for the past 5 or 6 years very diligently. And so much of it has to do with the words that we say to ourselves and how we say those words. So using phrases, if you find yourself saying, oh, I know there's going to be traffic when I drive downtown.
Right.
Do the opposite. Right, exactly. Do the opposite. The roads are clear, you know. And so engaging the spirit, the mind, then you go to the emotions. Okay, and that's where the rubber really hits the road. The emotions are the juice. They're the gas that goes in the car. The car will not run without that. And keeping the emotions and being aware of the emotions, it's like, what am I really feeling about this? Does this feel right to me? There's a reason why we say that, because it's true. How does it feel? And then on a physical level, so you have to address the spiritual, the mental, the emotional, and then the physical level. Always on Miss Organic, okay? Organic food, delicious water, whatever Earth Mother makes, go ahead and eat it, as long as it's pure and simple and from the earth. And that connects you to the earth, and it connects us to ourselves. and being, you know, and in this world, we have other things to choose from, you know, and not that there's anything wrong with that, but try to be as pure as possible with the food that you're eating. And while doing all of these things, it will stimulate that connection, enhance that connection, and also strengthen that connection. And then practice. Have fun with it. If you're doing something that day, back to the traffic, practice saying the road is clear, and then listen to yourself, because I found that there are times where I might perceive that I'm going to be late. It's like, oh, if I don't leave at 4:30, I'm not going to get there by 5 or whatever,
right?
But sometimes if I just wait 2 more minutes, the traffic clears, and then I'm going to be there. So don't necessarily just go by the physical clock. Go by what your instincts are telling you.
Right.
Are they telling you to go left or go right? Or if there's something new, practice with that. And see, practice with your dreams. There are many ways to do it, and none of them, all of them are right.
And on that note, there's so much more we could talk about, and unfortunately, our time is coming to a close to talk about it. And so I want to make sure that we have time for you to share again how people can find you and how they can find your book before we say goodbye. So please, Sandy.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And you can reach me online. You, of course, you can Google me. For everyone listening, you can Google Sandy Athey, S-A-N-D-I-A-T-H-E-Y. My website will come up, and there are many pages of my different adventures. Please feel free to check that out. You can also go directly to my website, which is, of course, www.sandyathey.net. You can find me on Facebook, which is just Sandy Athey, and Twitter. Twitter's under Psychic Sandy, so you can find it under Psychic Sandy. I have a lot of fun with Twitter. And, of course, you're welcome to call my office and use the old-fashioned telephone. And, yeah, why not? And that number is 410-747-6510. If you'd like an autographed copy of my book, you can click on the cover of the book on my website. That will come directly to me, and I'm happy to sign it and send it out to you. Or you can go to Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Sandy. I really had fun talking with you. And, you know, when we connect like this, the time just flies by. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I really had a great time, too. And I appreciate being part of your show and part of your nice vibration. It's really lovely.
Thank you. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'll share some of the fun and exciting things taking place with my business and, of course, this week's light bulb moment. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in. in to the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been there, done that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines a light on what you put into your body. Are you sick and tired of taking all the latest vitamins and herbs that promise to make you feel better and have unlimited energy, but find they don't work? The reason they don't is because no two people are alike. There is not one fix for everyone. To find out how I can help you discover what will work for you, go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Welcome back to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. Today we've been talking with psychic Sandy Athey. Some ways for you to get more information about how to get more in touch with your own intuition, as well as figuring out what's keeping you stuck in life. You can do intuitive counseling with me, with or without tarot cards. I do both. And to find out about those sessions, you can go to lauralongley.net and just click on the menu item that says intuitive counseling. And you can also find me on Facebook at Blue Hair and Wisdom. On Twitter, I'm Happy Coach Laura. And always at my website, lauralongley.net. Well, at the beginning of the show, I was talking a little bit about how this lesson about setting expectations and trying to force things keeps showing up in my face every single time I think I've figured it out and learned that lesson. So on this trip over this past weekend, that's what happened for me again. And some of the things kind of leading up to it that got me, so I think I got it a lot quicker this time than I normally would have. I've been doing some energy healing work with a woman named Wendy, and I had a session with her on Wednesday in preparation for the trip. And she said that just try and stay in the present, to that was the key to everything in this trip, because there were some things I felt anxiety about. And so try and stay in the present. And then she said that she was really picking up on, and this was not about the trip per se, but about me as a person, that I really get this feeling of I have to change and I have to do it right now. Well, that's so true. That's kind of how I've lived my life. Oh, now I need to do this. Now I need to do that. So you'll see in a minute how those things came back to help me when I got in this not great place. So on Friday, I got there Thursday night. Friday, I took a drive down to Stigler, Oklahoma, where my dad had lived for a while in his 20s. And I had something in particular I was hoping to get while I was there, and it just wasn't happening. And I just felt frustrated, not only frustrated, but just like, oh my God, how do I get this? And I was trying to force messages to come from spirit. So I'm sitting there meditating in a forceful manner, like, come on, tell me where I'm supposed to go. What am I supposed to do? And as I was driving back from there, I realized that come on, Laura. These things all come in divine time. It's not going to come now just because you want it now or because you think it's supposed to be now. And this is a realization I had right around New Year's as well. So here I am 4 months later, and there it is again. On Saturday morning, before I went to the family reunion, I did a tarot reading. I was feeling anxious because I feel anxious in groups of people where I don't know anybody or I don't know many people. And even though these people were my relatives, I didn't know them. And I really felt anxious. And so I had a tarot reading for myself of, you know, what do I need to know? What should I be focused on? And the things that came up for me just really quickly, because I know I don't have a lot of time to do this. In the position of spirit, trusting in life's forces for growth. Okay, that's what I had figured out the day before, been reminded of. In the position of mind, Eight of Cups reversed, which was knowing when to walk away from a situation that's not working. Okay, same message, let go of it. In the position of body or physical earth, the Eon reversed, which signals difficult transitions and resisting transformation. So that's the opposite side of forcing, resisting. And then I drew a fourth card that was like, is there anything else that I need to know? And it was the Eight of Wands, opening for new perceptions. So it was like letting go of everything I wanted or expected or thought in order to be open for new perceptions to come in. And on the way there, I was feeling anxious, as I said, and I'd been seeing tons of hawks while I was there. You know, in the song Oklahoma, it talks about the hawk making lazy circles in the sky. As I'm driving this long road out in the middle of nowhere, this bird flies up out of the field, and I'm like, what is that? It looked like it had a long tail. I realized it was a blue heron, and the long tail was actually its feet. Its feet hang out behind it. And those of you who have known me for a while know that the blue heron is extremely meaningful to me. And that just put me at peace. And to these things I had expectations about, I still don't know what the answer is. I still don't know what the resolution is. And maybe I never will. And maybe I don't need to. So that's kind of where I came to. So to boil that down into the light bulb moment for you and how you can use my experience and hopefully not go through so much, you know, tripping over yourself. First of all, notice when you're feeling frustrated or panicked about something, and that's not happening when or how you expect it. So notice, let go of attachment to a specific outcome for that, or even let go that there be any outcome at all or any resolution. And then be in the present moment and act and react from that space rather than projecting into future, which is the outcome. So I want to remind you, I'm going to be at the Portland Body, Mind, Spirit Expo this weekend, April 20th and 21st. Would love to see you if you're in the Portland or Seattle area. Stop by, get a tarot reading, listen to my talk. I'm creating some opportunities for you that'll be available online on Friday. One will be a free report on how to figure out your soul and personality numbers for tarot. The other one will be getting on a radio show mailing list where you can get notified of what's going on. But the big thing about that is you can get copies of the transcripts, the written transcripts from the shows, which are not available any other way except by signing up for that list. On Monday, April 29th, I will be doing an all tarot show on KKNW in Seattle. It's also available on TransformationTalkRadio.com and WBLQ. So if you want to get a tarot reading and you want to learn more about tarot, be sure and tune into that show. It's on Monday, April 29th at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific. Again, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on Monday, April 29th. Well, let's see. I feel like I've been through a whirlwind here. And it's time to start wrapping things up for the day. I want to thank my guest today, Sandy Athey. I had such a wonderful time chatting with her and really some great energy from her. I loved her happiness and her just really positivity. I want to thank all of you for tuning in to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. And you can listen every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and on the first and fifth Monday of each month at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle or transformationtalkradio.com. Next Tuesday on the Laura Longley Show, I'm very excited to be hosting intuitive healer and Hay House author Sonia Choquette. Sonia will be sharing wisdom from her book, The Answer is Simple, Love Yourself, Live Your Spirit. It promises to be a very enlightening hour, so be sure and tune in. And she's also going to be giving away a free online course that's worth almost $300, so be sure to tune in for that next Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern. Have a great day, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And now on KKNW, the first and fifth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit lauralongley.net.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, baby.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation.